three of their losses this season, the Seminole opponents have grabbed their own offensive rebound after a miss nearly 50% of the time. In addition, Florida State could benefit from a fast start. We saw a 14-0 run to begin their game against Louisville last Saturday at home, giving them a lead they never relinquished. Wednesday, the Seminoles had their worst first half of the entire season, falling behind Georgia Tech by double digits early and shooting an abysmal 17.1% from the field in the first half. That cannot happen Saturday if the Seminoles hope to avoid losing two straight games for the first time this season. Tip-off is at 12 p.m. Forget the Super Bowl. Forget LeBron's concerns about a lack of a backup point guard in Cleveland. The story this week is on a different court. Many of us have siblings. Many of us have fought with those siblings. But few of us have fought with those siblings for a Grand Slam title. For the 28th time in their historic careers, Venus and Serena Williams will face each other on the tennis court. It's always a big deal when these two go head-to-head as some of the most dominant figures in their sport in recent memory, but it's even bigger this time because it's in the finals of the Australian Open. This year, more than ever, there seems to be a little extra heat thrown into this riveting rivalry. Venus Williams was diagnosed with Jordan syndrome in 2011, an autoimmune disease affecting the joints. It was uncertain if she'd ever return to the zenith of the sport. Serena seems to have a timeshare at that zenith, and rightfully so. She's won 22 Grand Slam titles. But they do not take precedent over her big sister. Serena said herself, quote, after everything she's been through, this is a win-win situation. This is probably the moment of our careers so far. This Saturday marks the eighth time these two will meet for a Grand Slam title. Serena is 6-2. She's also 16-11 against her sister Venus, but those 11 times that Venus got her is the most anyone has ever taken her down. Venus might be an underdog Saturday, but she is flying high, saying, this is a golden time, I could not ask for anything more. And in case you missed it, in the NBA, the Thunder silenced the Mavericks last night, winning by a final score of 109-98 behind Russell Westbrook's 45-point performance. The Thunder advanced to 28-19 on the season and extend their winning streak to 3 games. Next up for OKC, a matchup with LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers on Sunday afternoon. Well, that wraps up the sports news for this hour, and I thank you for tuning in. For V89 Sports, this is Michael Hudak, and you are listening to WVFS Tallahassee, the voice of Florida State.